That would be really helpful if you could keep that passage open in front of you. Before I pray, if there are any children dotted throughout the congregation who would like to come forward, we've got a few seats on the front row, a few spaces on the benches, you'll be able to see a little bit more clearly what we do at the front. Anyone want to come forward? Well done, good lads. Okay. A couple of seats there if you're really big. Bit of space on the bench here if you like, guys. Space here, got space here. Come on the front here. Hello, young man. Do you want to sit on that blue chair there? Yes. Well done, girls. Okay. No, not so keen on the blue chair. Oh, look, well done. Thanks, Jude. Look, here you go. Space here. Thanks, Jude. Okay, let's... Hands in the air. Hands together. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the Bible. We thank you that you're a God who speaks. And so we pray now that you would give us ears to hear your voice. Help us concentrate and understand. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I need a couple of volunteers, actually, to start us off. A couple of volunteers. Yes, I don't know you. Why don't you come forward? What's your name? Daniel. I like your name. Come over here, Daniel. What about a girl? Yes. What's your name?
Ella.
Why don't you come forward? Okay. Now, what I need you to do for about 10 seconds is to run as fast as you can on the spot. Okay? So you've got to move your arms and move your legs as fast as you can for about 10 seconds. Ready? Should we count them down? 3, 2, 1, go. Faster you can. Faster. Faster. Keep going. Oh, shoes come off.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Okay. One for you, Daniel. One for you, Ella. Now, how do you feel?
Tired.
What about thirsty? Feel thirsty? Because I have got here a pristine, sparkling, shiny jug full of liquid for you to drink. Okay? Do you feel like some? After your run and your exercise? Daniel, hold the cup up high, I'll pour some for you. And this jug is very shiny, look at that. Beautiful, that is. Do you want to drink that? What's it got inside it? Gravy and peas. That is disgusting, isn't it? That is disgusting. You see, guys, you don't have to drink it. I won't make you. You see, this jug is what you call a hypocrite. This jug is a hypocrite. And what that means is that on the outside, it looks brilliant. It looks shiny. It looks clean. It's sparkling. But actually, on the inside... That is disgusting. That's last night's leftover washing up water. Oh. You see, that jug is a hypocrite. So on the outside, it looks as though it's going to be refreshing and cool and lovely to drink. But when you pour it out, it's got this horrible, grimy... There's actually couscous in there as well. Kind of liquid. Okay, thank you, guys. Take a seat. Let's give them a round of applause. And you see, in the part of the Bible that Bethan and Chris read to us, Jesus was having this conversation with religious people. And he said to them, and it is really shocking, he said to them, do you know what? You're just like this jug. You're a hypocrite. On the outside, you look brilliant. You keep all the rules. But on the inside, in your heart, you're as filthy and disgusting as washing up water full of gravy, peas and couscous. And so you see, what Jesus has to say makes them feel pretty uncomfortable. And as we listen this morning, as we think about what Jesus has to say, it might make us feel pretty uncomfortable. He's not just concerned with the outside, he cares about what goes on in people's hearts. So this morning we might be good at pretending to be clean. We scrub up well when we come to church on a Sunday morning. But Jesus is going to take a slightly closer look at what's inside of each of us, children and adults. Let me ask you a question. Why do you go to the doctor? Why do you go to the doctor, Reuben? Because you're poorly. And what do you expect the doctor to do? Help you. Okay? And it's very similar with Jesus. It's never nice to be sick and to go to the doctor, but the doctor wants to help you. And so Jesus, when he talks here about our problem and our hearts, he does it because he wants to help us. So let me read verse 6. If you've got a Bible, have a look at verse 6. Jesus replied, and he's speaking about the religious people. He said, "Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you hypocrites. As it is written, these people honour me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are merely human rules." You see, Jesus says the heart of the problem is the problem of the heart. Their lips are fine, they say the right words, they sing the right songs, they pray the right prayers, but actually their hearts are really far from God. Now in the Bible it's really important to understand what Jesus means by the word heart. He doesn't just mean our feelings, he says the heart is the centre of everything. It's what we think and what we love and what we choose and what we want. The heart directs our entire lives. And Jesus wants to teach us two really big things about the human heart, about my heart and about your heart. And he sums it up in verse 14. Let me read it again. Listen really carefully. They're quite complicated words. Again, Jesus called the crowd to him and said, "Listen to me, everyone, and understand this. Nothing outside a person can defile them by going into them. Rather, it is what comes out of the person that defiles them." And so here's the first really big point. Religion can't sort our hearts. Religion can't sort our hearts. So the disciples are all confused. They don't really understand what Jesus is talking about. They've always believed that you need to wash your hands and you need to eat certain kinds of food and then God will be pleased with you. And if you don't wash your hands, or you eat things that they thought were unclean, then God won't be pleased. And so what Jesus does is he gives them a biology lesson. Now those children that aren't really listening, I'm sure when I say I need a few volunteers, we'll start listening. I need 3 people to help. Yes, why don't you come forward? I don't know you. Come forward. Come on. You going to come forward? Yeah, good man. What's your name? Jordell. Good to see you, Jordell. Ruby and Matthew, why don't you come forward? Now remember, Jesus wants to teach them a biology lesson, and so to help us understand, I've got 3 types of food under these bowls. Okay? Jordell? 3 types of food under here. One of them is really nice, one of them is okay, and another one of them at this time in the morning isn't great. And when it's cold, it's not great either. Okay, so there's a good, there's a bad, and there's an average. Okay, Ruby, you're first. Your challenge is to pick a bowl, to see what's underneath, and then to eat it no matter what. Okay? You can't swap, but you're the lady, so you get first choice. Yes! Hold it up, Ruby. What was that? Piece of chocolate cake. Hang on, wait. Nobody here's got any allergies, have they? No. Go for it, Ruby. You can enjoy. Right, so that's the good down, Matthew, I'm afraid. Jordell, why don't you come forward? Now, Jordell, there's 2 bowls left. One of them has got a food underneath that's okay, not too bad, and one of them has got a food that you probably won't want to eat. Okay? I'm going to let you pick next. You have to eat it, though. Yeah? You want cake, there's no cake left. Okay, Jordell, which one do you want? This one or this one? That one? Okay, ready? Oh, what's that? Broccoli. Off you go, Jordell. Give it your best. Well done, yes! Okay, Matthew, There you go. You get half a biscuit.
Yay.
Okay, give me a round of applause. If you like, there's some chocolate cake here. Do you rather that? Put the broccoli on there. There we go. Good man. Okay, have a seat, Jordel. Thank you for helping me out. Now, these guys, they ate different foods, okay? But the same thing happens to each food, doesn't it? What happens when they put it in their mouth? Jude? Good man, stop there. So, they eat it, they chew it, tiny little bits. What happens next? They've swallowed it, where does it go next? Jude's the biologist. Anyone else? What happens next? Go on, Meg. You're at secondary school. What happens next? Where does it go? Into the stomach, where it gets churned up, all the good bits come out, and then finally, on this journey, what happens next? Need to pick somebody sensible? Yes. Yes. Thank you. So it comes out the other end. Okay? We've had our laugh. And that's exactly what Jesus says to the disciples. Okay, so he says in verse 18, don't you see that nothing that enters a person from outside, what you eat, can't defile them? It doesn't go into their hearts, but into their stomach, which is what we said, and then out the other end, out of the body. And so Jesus is making this point. What you eat doesn't affect your heart. Doesn't matter whether it's really tasty or whether it's not tasty at all. Now remember, these Jewish teachers, these religious people, they kept all kinds of rules. They thought that not eating certain kinds of foods, washing their hands, washing their bowls and cups, meant that God would be really pleased with them. But Jesus is saying, none of those religious rules can sort out what's going on inside, can't sort out your heart. Whatever you eat, even if it's with the cleanest hands, doesn't go into your heart. It can't make you dirty before God. Let me show you what I mean. I could take this jug, which is dirty and filthy on the inside, and I could spend hours and hours and hours cleaning up the outside, couldn't I? I could get a scrubbing brush, I could scrub it, I could use fairy liquid, I could do whatever I want to the outside, but I'm not touching what's inside. And so Jesus is saying exactly that. You can scrub the outside for hours, you can keep religious rules, but it doesn't touch your heart. Now for us this morning, we don't worry so much about what we eat. We don't worry, probably, if you're a child, whether you've washed your hands or not. We don't think that eating certain things means that God is pleased with us. But there are other things we do, aren't there, to try and make ourselves clean or acceptable. There are other religious rules we keep. For the village kids, perhaps it means singing the loudest. You think that's what makes God pleased with you. Or for secondary school guys in Connect, perhaps you think that knowing a lot of the answers is what means God is pleased with you. Perhaps for adults here, we think that if we go through certain routines, coming to church on a Sunday, maybe if we go to home group, we're extra good in God's sight. We think if we do those things, then God is pleased with us. But Jesus says, if those things are just for show, it's like scrubbing the outside of a jug. Doesn't help with what's going on inside the heart. And so that's the first big thing that Jesus wants to say to these religious people. Religion can't sort out the heart, what's going on inside. Now we're going to sing a song before we think about point two. Again, it's a song that the children should know. It's Jesus is the King. So when the band are ready, when the music starts, let's stand and sing together. Now, makes his second big point. And this is what he says. He says, behaviour can show our hearts. So religion can't sort our hearts. Behaviour can show our hearts. Let me read from verse 20, if you've got your Bible still open. Jesus went on, what comes out of a person is what defiles them, for it is from within, out of a person's heart, that evil thoughts come. Now I need you to turn on your imaginations. I've brought in a bucket, okay? Now I need you to think and picture that this bucket is actually in the middle of the desert, and it's actually a well, okay? So it's a well. And it's so deep that there's no way you can see to the bottom of this well, okay? We don't know if when we drop our bucket into the well, whether what we'll get is a cool, refreshing, clean drink of water, or whether there's a dead, mangy animal at the bottom of our well. And so when we put our bucket in, what we'll get is bits of dead sheep and dirt. Okay, so we don't know. You have to pretend. You can't see to the bottom of that well. You don't know what the water's like, whether it's clean or dirty. The only way we'll know whether this well is clean or dirty is by dropping our bucket in, pulling it up, and seeing what the water is like. Okay? And so if the water is clean, when I drop my bucket in, I'll know that the well is clean. But if I drop my bucket in, and out of the well I get dirty, mangy water, I'll know that that well is dirty. Okay? So let me drop my bucket in. Only joking. So, drop my bucket in, because we're going to test the water inside to see whether the well's dirty or clean. Okay? What's this water like? It's the gravy. It's got peas and carrots and couscous. It's horrible. Okay? So what's the well like? If the water in my bucket is dirty, what's the well like? Leah? Dirty. Okay? The well is dirty. Now, in a similar way, Jesus says, you can't see into your hearts. We can't tell necessarily whether it's clean or dirty by looking at the heart because we can't see it. But what comes out of the heart, the behaviour that comes out, will tell us whether the heart is dirty or clean. Jesus said in the passage that we read that our thoughts and our words and our actions come out of the heart. They will show us whether we're clean or dirty. And Jesus listed all sorts of things that come from people's hearts. Let me read it to you again. Out of a person's heart come sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance, and folly. All these evils come from inside and defile a person. Now, it's a really long list, and there are some pretty difficult words, and we don't have time to look at all of them. Actually, a lot of us are pretty good at covering them up. They might only appear in our heads. But let me, if you like, drop a bucket into our hearts and see what comes up. Let's test the water to see what's really there. So kids, imagine this. One of your friends at school is having a birthday party and you've been invited. But your parents turn around to you and say, sorry, you can't go. What sort of thoughts, and you can just think about this in your own head, you don't have to answer. What sort of thoughts do you have then? Or how do you speak to your parents? Do you get angry? Because that, if you like, is a bucket dropping into your heart, and we're pulling up anger, which shows that your hearts are unclean. Or the connect group, slightly older children, maybe some of us adults as well. You've spent all your money, the pocket money you get, your allowance. But there's a new CD out and everybody else has it. And so you want it too. And because you're good with computers, you know how to download it illegally. And so does that behaviour coming up in a bucket, if you do that, that shows that in your heart there is greed and theft. And then perhaps for all of us, when we're tired or disappointed, that's another bucket that can get dropped down. But our words, the way we talk about other people, they show what's in our hearts. If I could drop a bucket into your conversation, what would come up? Would we find slander or malice? That's just a few of the words on Jesus' list. Some people here, most of us, have probably seen many of the other things on Jesus' list. Now, we said at the beginning that listening to Jesus and what he's got to say here can be uncomfortable. It is. Our behaviour shows us what our hearts are like. It reveals that we're all unclean, that we don't please God, that we're not acceptable to him. But that isn't the end of the story. In fact, Jesus tells us about this heart problem that we've all got so that we understand our need for him. We didn't read it, but in the very next passage in Mark's Gospel, perhaps you could go home and read it after lunch. But you see, there was a woman. And this woman wasn't a Jew. And that made her unclean. And her daughter actually had an evil spirit. And so, if you like, she was doubly unclean. She would be the last person they would expect God to be concerned about. But if you read that passage, you discover what Jesus does. And he doesn't run away from her, but he goes to her. He heals her daughter. You see, Jesus tells us that we're unclean. He says, I came for unclean people. Religion can't sort out your hearts. Only I can. And that's why I came. He came for people who realised that if you drop the bucket into their hearts, it just shows you that you're damaged. But Jesus came to rescue those people. Why don't we take a moment's quiet? Perhaps we speak to God in our own hearts, and then we'll sing our final song. A few moments quiet.